Well, I'm going to take things back up to the surface now and ask the question, what happens when an endangered marine mammal is busy scoffing an endangered fish? Well, that's exactly the conundrum that could soon be facing fisheries managers and conservationists in the Salish Sea in the Northeast Pacific. And that's the home to resident southern killer whales and their favourite food, the Chinook salmon, which are both at-risk species. Well, for the first time, scientists have worked out accurately how many salmon these resident killer whales eat, and hence how much conflict there's likely to be as plans go ahead to restore the depleted populations of both predators and prey. Publishing in the journal PLOS One, the big international research team, including a group from Oceans Initiative, set up a series of computer models linking age, length, weight, sex, and energy consumption of killer whales based on information from captured and captive animals. I should just point out they haven't gone out and killed any killer whales themselves, but they used existing information from whaling records. Well, these models were used to then calculate how many fish are eaten on an annual basis by the 87 killer whales, there's only 87 of these particular group left, in the Salish Sea. And it turns out that they already eat a lot of fish. It's estimated they eat between 12 and 23% of the salmon from the Fraser River each year. And that's compared to 10 to 40% natural mortality for the same fish. And the killer whale consumption could go up by 75% if efforts to boost their populations are successful. The target is to have a 2% increase every year for the next 28 years. So, obviously this means that we'll need to have a lot more salmon available for all these killer whales to eat. So how are we going to resolve the conflict between endangered predator and endangered prey? Well, short-term measures could include reducing the number of salmon caught by people in fisheries, and then perhaps longer-term steps to boost the productivity of salmon can have some time to kick in, things like taking out dams, blocking up their migration routes, restoring spawning habitats, and controlling disease spreading from salmon farms. And one solution, which I sort of quite like, it's quite a fun idea, proposed is that the killer whales should be officially allocated their share of the Chinook salmon under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. So, you know, in a way, we are sharing resources with wild animals. Well, what this study really does, and I think the important thing about it really, is that it's showing how important it is for us to set aside the old-fashioned single-species approach to managing fisheries and protecting species. And instead, we really need to look at whole ecosystems and consider the interactions between all the different species. And that's, in this case, killer whales, salmon, and people.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a bit of an outdated way of doing things, of thinking, right, we want to conserve this one species, therefore we will make the effort with this one species, rather than thinking, okay, so what do they eat? What other species do they need to survive? Is there a sort of keystone species within this ecosystem that will affect this other species that we're trying to conserve? So yeah, definitely a whole ecosystem approach is needed.